First of all, could you give me a bit of background regarding the impression of the Uyghur people, please?
The Uyghur, Uyghur people are Muslim. That historically, the Uyghurs are a part of the Muslim faith based from Turkey. And they are concentrated in a province in China called Xinjiang. And what we're beginning to learn is that they are being harassed and herded into concentration camps. The Chinese government would call them retraining camps, trying to deny them of their faith. They're oppressed because of their faith.
What is it that it appears that they're trying to achieve with this?
I would say that a genocide is going on, that they are being herded into concentration camps. They have their heads shaved. There are reports from ITV that the women and their children are being aborted. They're having their wombs removed. It's very difficult to know how many of them are being murdered or are dying, but there must be very significant numbers.
What is it that you're trying to achieve with this letter?
I'm trying to impress upon the Chinese ambassador to Britain that parliamentarians know, are watching and want it to stop.
What brought this to your attention specifically? What's your involvement in this?
People urged me to watch an Andrew Marr show back in July, which showed huge numbers of people being herded onto a train, their head shaved. And as soon as I saw it, I thought of the Holocaust. I thought of the Nazis. I am really interested in American politics in the 30s and 40s, and particularly the rise of Franklin Roosevelt, the American president elected four times, who is a political hero of mine. How at the end of the war, when the concentration camps were exposed, so many countries around the world said that they didn't know that the Holocaust was happening. They didn't know that Jewish people were being murdered in concentration camps because of their faith. Now, we cannot say we don't know because we can see it.
Do you think the UK can continue to do business with China while something like this is going on?
I don't think that they can. I think that, I'm not suggesting Britain can sort this on their own, because they can't. But there are things that the government can do. The use of the word genocide, it's a legally defined term, and a genocide has to be judged by the United Nations, the Security Council of the United Nations. And unfortunately, China is a permanent member of that Security Council, so will veto any resolutions from any of the countries that make up the Security Council. Individual governments can work to get an independent tribunal together to prosecute a case in The Hague. And that, in my question at Prime Minister's questions today, that's what I will be encouraging the Prime Minister to do, for Britain to lead the fight, just as we led the fight against the Nazis in the Second World War.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to me. Is there anything else you want to mention or talk about?
This is happening a long, long way away from us. And we have so much going on in this country: coronavirus, leaving the EU possibly without a deal, threats to Ireland and the Irish border. I know that so many people have got so much to contend with, but I just don't think we can let this issue go. That so many countries said they didn't know the Holocaust was happening. We don't have that comfort. We know what's happening to the Uyghur people, and we need to stand up on their behalf.